A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. KSL News time is 12:37 p.m. And for the first time this college football season, it feels down like it's a full slate of college football games with the Big Ten back, Mountain West Conference back. College football is feeling a little bit of normalcy. It feels like I hesitate to say that, but still, it's a jam-packed day of college football. We're excited to talk BYU throughout the day. And joining us now to talk college football and BYU is ESPN staff writer with ESPN.com. He's the creator of the SP Plus ratings. He is Bill Connolly. Bill, welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday.
Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you on board here, Bill, and we'll just jump right into it. You've been one of the guys that's nationally that has been very impressed with BYU football, even dubbing the Cougars as maybe one of the top four teams in college football. Do you still feel good about having BYU in those top four rankings throughout this point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, that was a look at just purely how teams have performed so far against the schedule at hand. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a predictive statement by any means, but it was a nice reinforcement of the simple fact that you can always prove something, no matter who you're playing. And obviously, BYU's schedule ended up nothing like what it was supposed to be. But you, no matter who you're playing against, you kind of have this baseline of here's what an average team would do against this opponent. Here's what a very good team would do. And aside from basically what about 1.5 to 2 quarters against UTSA, BYU's played like a very good to elite football team against the teams they have played. Houston, I mean, we don't know a lot about Houston because they've only played twice, but they seem athletic and deep, and they pulled away from Tulane, and BYU laid the hammer down late in the game. So, I mean, we've seen enough to be very, very impressed with what they've done. They have to keep it up, and we'll see what it means to be playing like a top 10 or 15 team with this schedule. But, yeah, they've absolutely surpassed all expectations.
Bill, you put out an article this week on ESPN.com, awards watch midway point, sort of, right, as we have some leagues starting today. Teams like BYU already played 5 games, and you had Kalani Sitake as the coach of the year so far through this college football season. I guess just speak to what you've seen from Kalani and how this group of players looks so different this year than they did last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same idea. I mean, they were projected 53rd in my SP Plus rankings. They're currently 15th overall. And it's really hard to do that in such a short amount of time. Like, that is, they have overachieved wherever we set the bar in the offseason more than any other team in the country this year. And I thought that should be recognized. Now, you know, the bar is moving. It gets a little harder to clear now that we expect a certain level of play. But no, I mean, what they, the continuity that they were enjoying headed into this year, having I looked at a bunch of teams that basically had, you know, head coach in at least your third year, coordinators in at least their second year, starting quarterback returning, lots of just a high level of returning production in general. They were one of the teams that I listed. It seems to be it seems to be helping them out quite a bit.
Do you notice that as a trend, Bill, in college football, that the coaching staffs that have the most continuity tend to produce greater results? Because I know it was difficult for Kalani to part ways with Ty Detmer after those first 2 years because he's viewed as a legend. But, you know, Jeff Grimes had some growing pains for the first 2 years, and now he's taken off because of, it feels just like simply continuity. What would you say you see from college football nationally?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what percentage of it is continuity and how much is just like, you know, make good hires. Because, I mean, Detmer, you know, that didn't work out very well. And then he hired a guy who had proven a little bit more at the college level, obviously at the college coordinator level, that is. And so it was clearly a good hire. It would have worked out better last year if not for injuries and whatnot. And it's working out great now. But, yeah, that continuity, especially this year, we didn't know what the effects would be of just the weirdest, dumbest season of off season of all time. And what we, you know, the only kind of general assumption we could make is that those high continuity teams with good returning production, with minimal turnover on the coaching staff, if anybody benefited from the circumstances, it would be them. And not every single one of them has. Florida was one of the teams on that list, and they've looked great offensively, but their defense has no excuse to look as bad as it did out of the gate. Texas A&M started a little slowly, but they might be picking up steam. So there might be something to it. Not 100% of the teams, but BYU has definitely looked the best of all of them so far.
ESPN's Bill Connolly is our guest. BYU going to be taking on Texas State tonight at 8:15. And, Bill, you know, BYU schedule, it feels like it's going to ease up quite a bit outside of Boise State on this back half. I mean, do you see any potential concerns outside of the Broncos and the remainder of this schedule for BYU?
I thought I did with Western Kentucky at first, but not so much now. They haven't lived up to whatever expectations I set for them. I think their defense is still pretty interesting and could cause some problems. But no, I mean, of the remaining opponents, Boise State is clearly the best one, and San Diego State, it probably has the best chance of being the second best. We'll see exactly what they have to offer. I didn't love them hiring Brady Hoke as head coach. I didn't love that Hoke moved away from the Rocky Long coaching tree for his defensive coordinator hire. So we'll see about them. But Boise should be good. That should, and they have enough of a reputation that I think, you know, if BYU handles that game, especially if they handle it pretty easily, that would resonate a little bit. It's probably their best opportunity to make a resonating statement at this point, but it is definitely the hardest game left on the schedule.
One thing I always love about your coverage, Bill, is that you know the history of college football really well. You're someone that follows it extensively, and you know, I was saying earlier in the show that I feel like this might be the best BYU team since, man, back when BYU had Steve Sarkisian at quarterback in 1996, and BYU's had some good teams sprinkled in there with John Beck and Max Hall in those years, but I mean, what would you say? I mean, is this one of the better BYU teams since the days of Lavelle?
Yeah, I mean, at the turnover from Lavelle to Mendenhall, there was one more in between.
Crowan,
there, but, at the beginning of Mendenhall's tenure, what was it, 06? Yeah, I think that was Beck. They were 10th in SP Plus. That was their one of their 11 win seasons. That was kind of the high watermark since Lavelle for sure. But yeah, I mean, you could just tell, it doesn't matter the competition. You could just tell the confidence levels and the physicality, you know, having the running back looking the way they look, having the quarterback playing with such confidence. Obviously the schedule helps, and obviously you'd love to create an alternate timeline where this exact team can face the schedule it was supposed to face, because you figure there wouldn't be any questions about their level of competition at that point, and they'd still be performing pretty well. But no, I mean, this is certainly the best team since 06, for sure. And we'll just see kind of how they play it out from here.
If BYU does go 10-0, what is the case for BYU in potentially a New Year's Six Bowl, or even, and this is potential, but even the college football playoff? What is the case for 10-0 BYU against the schedule?
Well, I mean, obviously, we don't know what the Big Ten is going to look like as a whole just yet, or the Pac-12. There are a lot of questions we don't have answers to. But outside, before this Saturday, because apparently Clemson's messing around now too, but outside of before today, you had Clemson looking like Clemson, you had Alabama looking like Alabama. Who else really looked the part? That's the biggest case you can make. Basically, everybody below Georgia, who was kind of a clear third best team so far. Below them, you know, Auburn, LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, none of those teams that were supposed to be in that kind of number 5 to 15 mix have even slightly looked like top 15 teams. So this is a pretty good year. Obviously, you'd like a couple headline opportunities, but this is a pretty good year to have your best team in at least 14 seasons because there hasn't been all that many teams standing in the way of teams rising pretty high. Cincinnati's in the top 10 right now. So if the Big Ten comes out and Wisconsin is great, and Penn State's great, and Ohio State's great and all that, then, I mean, it gets a little trickier at that point. But so far, it's really hard to say BYU hasn't been one of the five or six best teams in the country overall this year. And we'll just have to see how many obstacles get thrown up by the Big Ten and the Pac-12.
You can follow him on Twitter at @ESPN_BillC. He's the creator of the SP Plus ratings. He is Bill Connolly. Bill, appreciate you taking some time out of your Saturday. Enjoy the rest of the games, and hopefully we see some great college football matchups the rest of the day. Thanks again.
Thank you.
That's Bill Connolly here on KSL News Radio, Cougar Sports Saturday. Got to take a break. On the other side, we'll get to an update on some of the scores around the college football landscape and also preview more with BYU and Texas State here on a game day. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. It's always powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.